Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time. Knock, by Brian Bennett, Bremerton, Washington, USA. Most people, I think especially Americans, never fully realize just how poor some people are in the world. We see the advertisements on TV for organizations asking for our help in feeding children less fortunate than ourselves in poor countries. This has nowhere near the same effect as going to one of those countries and seeing the poor for ourselves. I had the opportunity to witness firsthand how some people live when my work sent me to Thailand. Thailand has technology and some people have considerable amounts of money, but many are very poor or disabled and forced to beg for money on the streets. Businesses there have no inclination to give jobs to sick or disabled people. They fire those that can't do the work because they can always replace them with someone who can. I didn't have time to get to know Knock very well, but what I do know will stay with me for the rest of my life. She is 20-something, with two young kids and an extended family that she helps support. She makes just enough money to pay for childcare, a place to live, put food on the table, and possibly an occasional splurge for a nice piece of clothing or toy for the kids. She is certainly in the above-average income level for Thailand, but by no means rich. It was a huge surprise to me when I met this exceptional woman who made an effort to do her part to help those in need. We were walking down a fairly busy street when we came upon a beggar. Knock stopped, got some money from her purse, and put it in the beggar's cup. 50 feet or so down, there was another beggar, and she stopped and gave him money too. Literally, every single beggar we passed, she stopped to give money. Suddenly, I began to realize that even though I give money to people on the street once in a while, it's nothing compared to what Knock gives. A woman who has very little gave what she had for every person less fortunate than herself. I felt bad because I had not been the first to stop and help these people. I'll never forget that day. Now, when I pass someone on the street asking for money, I no longer try to look the other way. Instead, I try to remember that I have many blessings in life, and a little spare change here and there can make a world of difference. Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.